As for the last story, South Korea is saying that it is considering how to change a decades-old armistice with North Korea into a more peaceful agreement. South Korea's presidential office says that the two countries are discussing various ways to improve the security situation on the Korean Peninsula towards a structure that is more peaceful. The Korean Armistice Agreement, signed between Seoul and Pyongyang in 1953, brought about a complete cessation of hostilities between the two sides, but the Korean War technically never ended. Now, a truce was designed to ensure an end to the conflict until a final peaceful settlement is achieved. Joining me from Seoul now is our correspondent there, Jennifer Chang. Jennifer, good to have you with us. Let us know about the situation, the state of the affairs as we speak on the Korean Peninsula, and how you see the prospects. Can the two Koreas sit down and settle down the problems they have had and turn this armistice into a better and more peaceful deal, as they call it?
Well, that's the hope, that eventually that will be done. But first of all, the denuclearization issue needs to be tackled. As of yet, we don't even know if the U.S.-North Korea summit, which is expected to take place by early June at the latest, late May or early June, will actually happen. And of course, the key item on the agenda for that summit will be denuclearization. The U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will give his blessing to this proposed peace treaty between the two Koreas being pushed by the South Korean President Moon Jae-in only if a deal is reached on denuclearization between the U.S. and North Korea. After all, it was the U.S. and the North and Chinese forces, also the U.S.-led UN command, that signed that armistice agreement ending the Korean War back in 1953. South Korea was not a signatory, and so they are dependent on the U.S. to agree with them that the peace treaty is appropriate. And one of the reasons that this peace treaty has been unable to move forward for about 70 years like this is because North Korea says, well, if a peace treaty is signed, there's no need to keep U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula anymore. The U.S. has about 28,500 U.S. troops stationed here permanently in South Korea, which they say is needed to defend the South. But North Korea is concerned that perhaps these troops, with all their joint exercises with the South Korean military, is preparing to invade the North. So this is a big sticking point, and the U.S. insists that these troops are needed, at least they have until now. So we'll see how these talks move forward. The president is optimistic, the U.S. president, about the summit moving forward. That is the big question. The Inter-Korean summit next Friday, nobody's particularly concerned that that's going to move forward. Everybody kind of expects that will happen, but the U.S.-North Korea summit, right now, preparations are underway. The CIA director, the Secretary of State nominee, Mike Pompeo, made a secret trip to Pyongyang and met with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. And things look optimistic about the U.S.-North Korea summit, but we'll have to see how that pans out.
Exactly. As you said, we'll have to wait and see. That was Jennifer Chang, our correspondent, joining us from Seoul.